his son for being afraid of the dark, and you might then say to your son, well, what are you scolding him for? You
were afraid too.
You
used to be afraid.
Yeah. And he might say to you, no, I didn't.
No, I wasn't afraid.
Okay. Would you ever say he didn't used to be or used to be?
Used to be, maybe.
Okay, maybe not, though, you'd say.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay. And if a person isn't careful, you might say he's...
careless.
All right. And a person who is very different from other people, you'd say, it might be some old person, you'd say, he's mighty...
call them different from other people, or
yeah, that's the idea. Would you ever use the expression queer?
Yeah.
How might you use that?
Not too often. I said he's a queer person.
Uh-huh. Okay, meaning
different from other people.
Okay. And if a person is won't change his mind, no matter how hard you try to convince him, he just won't change his mind. You might tell him, why don't be so?
They have their mind said, don't be so. Could put it stupid or...
Yeah. Oh, well, I was thinking of, that's okay, but I was thinking something like pig-headed or ornery or stubborn or...
Stubborn or ornery.
Okay. Ever use something like mule-headed or hard-headed?
I've heard hard-headed.
Okay. And a person's easily offended. You might say he's really...
How do you get that?
Well, you know that, you know, a bunch of people get together and someone teases someone else, and that person gets all worked up about it. You say, you might tell, oh, don't be so. We were just kidding.
Stupid.
Yeah, we were just kidding. Don't be so. You ever use touches or touchy or
mostly stupid.
Okay. Sure, that's what it is. Rather than touchy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if someone who was touchy, when you teased him, you'd say he got awfully... Well, let's put it this way. You're driving your car down the road and somebody isn't paying any attention to what he's doing and he bumps into you, and then you'd get really
mad, or
yeah. And if someone else got really mad, you didn't want him to get mad. You'd say, oh, now just keep
calm.
Okay. And you work all day, you put in a really long day's work, you come in the house, you might say to your wife, I'm really
exhausted or
any other
given out.
Okay. Would you ever use something with wear out? You'd say, I'm all
worn out.
Okay. And if a young boy might work all day, but he just lies down, takes a short nap, and he gets up, and then he's
gone.
And you might say to go. He's really
ready to go.
All right. And if they had a, they're going to put down a, they're going to put up a new bridge. You'd say first they have done what to the old bridge? They have
torn it down.
You know.